Good morning, everybody. My name's Andrew, and I'd like to give you a really warm welcome to today's service here at Whitley Bay Baptist Church. This is our final week of our Frontline series, and we'll be hearing a little more about that a bit later in the service. But first, we're here to offer our praise and our worship to God. And I hope that wherever you are, whilst you're listening or watching this service, you'll feel able to join together in the praise of God our Father. As well as being active on our front lines, many of us have been supporting local, national and international initiatives over this time. And one of the local initiatives that we support regularly as a church family is the Bay Food Bank. And in a moment, Eric's going to lead us in our first song from the food bank. But first, let's just reflect on some words from Psalm 29. Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the splendour of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forests bare. And in his temple all cry, glory! The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace.
Why don't you sing this with us?
Sing of your love forever.
Let's pray together. Gracious and merciful God, on this first Sunday of Lent, we come together to worship you, to praise and thank you, to seek your forgiveness and to ask for renewal. Create in us a clean heart, O Lord, and put a right spirit within us. We come in the name of Christ, remembering his lonely days in the wilderness, his time wrestling with temptation and the ministry that followed, restoring and transforming so many lives. Create in us a clean heart, O Lord, and put a right spirit within us. Help us to learn from his example, to search our hearts as he did, to consider our calling, to reflect on our faith, and to resist temptation, and to commit ourselves more wholly to you. Create in us a clean heart, O Lord, and put a right spirit within us. Help us to recognize all Jesus has done for us through his life, death, and resurrection. And so may we come gladly to you, confessing our sins, acknowledging our faults, accepting our weaknesses, and receiving your forgiveness. Create in us a clean heart, O Lord, and put a right spirit within us. Gracious and merciful God, we come together on this first Sunday of Lent. Speak to us today and in the days ahead, so that we may know you and love you better. Create in us a clean heart, O Lord, and put a right spirit within us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now let's join with the brothers of Teze as we sing together the Lord's Prayer.
With the words Christ gave us, we pray.
Many of you will be aware that today is the middle Sunday of Fair Trade Fortnight. Obviously, fair trade is something that we should be thinking about every week, but Fair Trade Fortnight gives us a chance to think particularly about this important issue. So we're just going to spend a few moments now reflecting and then praying together about fair trade. And perhaps as we think about our own shopping and spending habits, we can reflect for a moment on these verses from Proverbs and what they might be saying to us, and then we'll pray together. Proverbs 14 verse 31 says, "Whoever oppresses the poor shows contempt for their maker, but whoever is kind to the needy honours God." And Proverbs 11 verse 1 says, "The Lord detests dishonest scales, but accurate weights find favour with him." Please join me in saying this prayer together. Lord, we thank you for this world which you created, which you love, and which you are reconciling to yourself. In a world where unjust global trade laws and unrighteous Western consumerism darken the plight of those without influence and without a voice, make us a holy people. Make us aware of the effects of our spending habits. Make us God-fearing and righteous in the way that we go shopping. May we worship you, not only as we focus on you here today, but as we wander around the shops tomorrow. May we seek to please you not only with our praises today, but with our choices of brands tomorrow. May we honour you not only as we gather here today, but as we pack our shopping tomorrow. May our spending habits bring health and healing to this world. Forgive us for the part we play in exploiting the distant poor by the way that we shop. Help us instead to support a ministry of true retail therapy, where healing and wholeness are experienced not merely by those who buy, but by those who produce our goods. In the sweatshops that make our clothes, amongst the slaves who produce our chocolate, on the plantations that produce our coffee and tea, bring the light of justice and economic fairness. By your grace, enable us to live in such a way that we may help and not hinder your work of reconciling the world to you. Amen. As I said earlier in the service, today is the last in our series of Frontlines. I don't know about you, but I've been really encouraged and inspired and challenged by the talks and testimonies that we've heard over the last few weeks. And I really hope that you have too. In fact, it would be great if you've got time, if you could email or text me and let me know how God may have spoken to you during this series. And we'll look to share some of these in the bulletin and in the services over the next few weeks. In a moment, Catherine's going to share some thoughts with us. But firstly, let's just have a reminder of the front lines that we've heard about over the last 4 weeks.
My name is Alan McMillan. I am retired.
So this time last year, I was studying in Harvard University in Massachusetts.
Hi, I'm Beth Miller, and with church members Carol and Dawn and a team of fab parents from the community, I run a cafe drop-in at Whitley Bay Baptist Church for families whose children need extra care. Take five and chat. This is very much my front line.
Hiya.
Hello.
Helping with homeschooling our grandchildren during Corona is, as you can see, a hands-on activity.
Hello, my name is Jane, and this is my front line behind me, Southwood School.
I'm captured by
Frontline is not so much a place, but rather a state of mind, a state of preparedness, a state of readiness to serve, wherever the Lord should take me, whoever he should bring across my path.
I'm Elaine, and I'm standing above King Edward's Bay because the beach and the sea of King Edward's Bay has become my new front line.
So currently this is me on my front line, Monday to Friday. Sat at the desk in the study, working as a data analyst and performance and research advisor for the council.
Hello, I'd like to introduce you to the main means of my front line at the moment. This is Buddy, and he's my daughter's dog. And since the lockdown in March, I come along here at lunchtimes and take him out for a walk. And as the dog walkers among you will know, it's a very good way to make conversation.
Hi there, so my name's John. I'm a doctor here at the Freeman Hospital. I'm in the renal outpatient department in the clinic room here. And my role on the front line is to see patients with kidney disease, help them manage and treat their kidney problems during this pandemic.
Hi, it's Rachel here. When I think of my front line, I think mostly of my job as a nurse. So I work for a cancer charity called Pancreatic Cancer UK.
Hey, my name is Beth, and I just want to share with you guys for a couple of minutes
what being on the front line looks for me and what it means to show Jesus to people in this season where I am and in my context. And for me, that is in youth work, it is with young people.
I'm Sarah Jane. Like many people during lockdown, my front line has shrunk quite a bit.
My name's John. This is my front line, Southland School. I work alongside Jane.
For those of you that don't know me, my name's Beth. I grew up in Whitleybay Baptist Church and I'm now living and studying in London, and I'm working for a Christian charity called Kick London. And our mission, our vision is to transform young lives with God's love through sport and support.
Gathered.
Welcomed.
Celebrated.
Restored.
Gathered together.
Encouraged.
Supported.
Loved.
Reminded who God is.
Hearts awed by His majesty.
Eyes seeing fresh.
The wonder of grace.
Thankful for His awesome, unwavering love.
Reminded who I am.
And all I have received.
Challenged.
Equipped.
Renewed.
Commissioned.
Ready.
Sent.
Today we have come to the final part of our Frontline Sunday series, and the title of this session is Together We Grow. So far, over the past few weeks, we have thought about our role as Christians scattered in the world and how we can make our interactions count for Christ. Andrew shared the inspiring prayer from the Northumbria community about coming to the edge and out of our comfort zones. We've also thought about how God meets people in unlikely places, and we heard about Helen's amazing encounter with God on her train journey to work. John spoke about having a servant attitude, whatever we do, and told us about how he had served the community, delivering meals and God's blessings. And last week, Mark spoke to us about our identity as sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. So today we are going to think about our church community. If we are going to be fruitful when we are scattered on our front lines, then we need to be faithful in gathering together. So let's start by reading our Bible passage, which is taken from Hebrews chapter 10 and verses 19 to 25. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, his body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. So if we go back to the start of the Bible passage, the writer to the Hebrews urges us to draw near to God. He reminds us that while in the Old Testament, this was only done by the priests who were separated out for that purpose, it is now open for everyone because Jesus opened the way. We also have the assurance that God keeps his promise and that we can experience the peace of God because we are renewed by God. Jesus' blood has made us clean. We are reminded of our baptism vows as we hear the words, "Our bodies have been washed with pure water." These verses speak of who we are as Christians. We believe that Jesus died for us, and because of that, our sins have been forgiven and we are free. When Andrew shared with us, he showed us a picture with the 6 red dots scattered amongst the 94 grey dots, which depicted the 6% of British people who were attending a Christian church once a month or more before the pandemic. And when we come together at church, that is the red dots all meeting, who all have a shared faith that Christ died for them and that their sins are forgiven. When we are out in our front lines, it can be hard as Christians to keep going, to keep being salt and light. It's easy to give up and to give in to the values of those around us. I know that personally on my main front line of the school that I work in, there are very few Christians that I come into contact with. I try to live out my Christian faith in my interactions with colleagues and with the families at the school, but it can be tough. I really value the chance to talk and pray with my Christian friends, and especially in my small group, for wisdom and strength on my front line. The writer to the Hebrews recognises the importance of encouraging and strengthening one another, and of not allowing each other to give up, and I have found this true in my own walk too. I don't know about you, but I have found this series really helpful. It has been so encouraging to hear from different members of our church family about their current front lines, and it has really made me think about how I should be trying to imitate Christ in all of my interactions, whether it's when I'm chatting to a neighbour, when I'm doing a Zoom with my friends and family, or at my main front line of school. I loved hearing about how Lynn has been getting to know dog walkers when she's been out walking her daughter's dog, and the story of Alan helping the cyclist with a puncture. David being prepared to share his faith wherever God takes him. Rachel supporting and caring for the cancer patients that she works with. John passing on God's blessing when he delivered those meals in the community. Beth ensuring that Take 5 and Chat and all the support that it offers have carried on throughout the pandemic. All of these little stories can really encourage and inspire us in our daily interactions on our front lines, and they've made me think about what I can be doing. However, although we have been emphasising our front lines in this series, that is not to suggest that our life together is not important. In fact, meeting together is vital. It is where we teach and guide, challenge, equip, encourage, love, and commission one another for our lives on the front line. The final verses of the passage that I read are definitely a challenge at the moment. Let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another. The past year has been a really challenging one for all of us, and I have especially struggled with not seeing my family who don't live locally. However, the thing that I have found most difficult has been not meeting together at church. Watching the introductory video today made me feel a little bit sad, and I'm looking forward so much to the time when we can be back in our church building and worshipping together as a church family. It has amazed me how many of my non-Christian friends have shown their concern for me and asked how I was managing without my church on a Sunday. However, I don't know about you, but I have enjoyed wonderful times with my church family over the year. Our small groups sessions have continued online, and we have had a chance to grow together, learning more about each other and more about Jesus. And if you are not currently in a small group, I would really encourage you to have a little think about joining one. The monthly church prayer meetings have been a really valuable time to gather and pray together. I've shared wonderful walks and prayer times with friends and enjoyed sitting on the beach and watching the sunrise together. There have been posts in WhatsApp groups that have shared inspiring photos and songs which have really encouraged me in my walk with Jesus. I believe that going through this time with our Christian brothers and sisters can really strengthen relationships and build our faith. In these times of uncertainty, we have to fully trust in God. And even when we cannot gather together in person, it is vital that we continue to encourage one another. So this can be our challenge today. Who can you spur on? Maybe you could make a phone call or send a card or a text. Let us encourage one another and help to equip each other today. We're going to now have a time of prayer to pray for some of our different front lines. And following that, the worship group will lead us in the song, Build Your Kingdom Here. The lyrics of this song are really powerful and encouraging. Build your kingdom here. Let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand. Heal our streets and lands. Set your church on fire. Win this nation back. Change the atmosphere. Build your kingdom here, we pray. We are your church. We are the hope on earth. Amen.
Father God, we give thanks today for all those who, like me, work in volunteer roles throughout our community. We pray that you will strengthen and sustain us in our valuable work, without which much care, support, and activity would never take place. We pray that our volunteer workforce will be properly resourced, emotionally, financially, and with appropriate training. We ask for your wisdom for volunteers as we balance the many commitments in our lives, family, friends, paid work, domestic responsibilities, knowing when to say no, yes, or I need to think about that and get back to you. We pray, Father, for charity trustees, particularly the church leadership team at Whitley Bay Baptist Church, and for all volunteers who are managing volunteers. We pray also for those in paid roles who are managing volunteers, particularly at this time for church ministers. Father, we thank you for and pray blessings on everyone who works in a volunteer role at Whitley Bay Baptist Church. Keep us committed to each other and faithful to you. As we volunteer on our front lines, may we feel safe, knowing that wherever and whoever we are and whatever we do, you walk with us. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Alan McMillan, and I've been asked to pray for those whose frontline is looking after children or grandchildren or other family members. Let us pray. God and perfect Father in heaven, we pray for our loved ones. We pray now for those whose frontline is looking after children or grandchildren, or other family members. Father, in this time of pandemic and disruption, our normal timetables are unachievable. We are obliged to change our days to suit what is safe and acceptable. We ask for your guiding hand to point us to what is best for those we care for. We pray that parents can maintain as much normality as possible. We pray that children can be aware of the limitations on parents and themselves. We pray that parents and children can still be friends at the end of the day, or at least make up before they go to sleep. We pray that when activities are not usual, or methods are different to normal, We ask that all parties can adapt to the changes. For carers and family members who require care, we ask, Lord, flood our lives with love and understanding. Things are different and cannot be usual at the moment. Contact and visiting is limited, but prayer can bridge time and distance. If we know we are praying and being prayed for continually, we can all take great comfort from that. We pray for grandparents during this time. When we have children, we are exceedingly blessed. When our children have children, our hearts are captured by holding our babies' babies. Lord, to look after these babies is an honour and a blessing. We appreciate our children, the parents, may still have to work and childcare may need rearranging. Care at home while parents try to work from home must be exceedingly challenging. To be available as a grandparent, to step in to care for grandchildren is a great privilege and honour, but very tiring. Lord, help us to build bridges that will last with our grandchildren during this opportunity. Let our children appreciate what we offer and help us to enjoy helping each other. Lord, in your name we ask this. Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your unfailing love towards us. We thank you for your Son, our Lord Jesus, who came amongst us to show us what you are truly like. We thank you, Lord, that you shared fully in our humanity, in every way, and you understand us fully, but you are yet without sin. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that as you walked amongst us, living your life, fulfilling your mission, there were many amazing things that you did. But we recognise too that you were also involved in the everydayness of life and able to bring blessing into those times too. We think of when you stopped to rest by a well and changed the life of a woman whom you met there. We think of how you were walking along the beach past some fishermen and changed their lives too. We think of how you were walking down the street and saw someone climbing up a tree. You changed their life. Lord, as we go about our lives within our communities, we pray that we might be attentive to those around us and instruments of your grace into those lives. We would think of our neighbours. We would think perhaps of folks like receptionists, those behind the counters in our shops, perhaps the checkout operator or the security guard, those standing at the bus stop, those we pass while out walking the dog, wherever. Lord, you've promised never to leave or forsake us. And again, never to leave us or forsake us. So as we go into the everydayness of our lives, in our communities, we know that you will be with us. So we ask, Lord, that you would walk before us to lead the way. Walk behind us to instruct and support us. Walk to our left and to our right, that we may not wander. And in all this, may your kingdom come and your will be done. Amen.
Hi, like many people, I'm currently working from home. Slightly different from me because I actually worked from home before the pandemic started, so that's the one thing that stayed quite the same for me. But obviously for most people working from home, that's not the case. So please do join me in prayer now. Oh Jesus, we bring before you now people in our Whitley Bay Church community that are currently working from home. We pray that you would motivate and sustain us to do our jobs well. We pray that people would not feel isolated, but still connected. We pray that you would help us cope with the many distractions that there can be. It might be children and young people homeschooling and them needing some help from time to time. We pray that you would help us with that, that you would help us be patient with our other family members. And we pray that your peace would be in our homes. We pray that employers would be supportive, recognising that it's not always easy. We ask that good things will come as a result of people working from home, whether that's new contacts at work or building new relationships. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you would provide practically for the things that we need, whether that's things like a good internet access and a desk and computers, things like that. We pray for your protection, both physically and mentally. And we ask that you would encourage us and provide times of rest and relaxation. It can be really hard to switch off at times when places like your bedroom become your office. But we ask that you would provide rest. Above all, Lord Jesus, we declare that what we do in the name of Jesus. And we pray that you would make a kingdom difference through our work. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's now turn to prayer and pray for those people who go to work and do their job in their workplace. So throughout lockdown, people have been diligently carrying on with their jobs, but often having to reinvent themselves and their company or employer reinventing their work environment to fit in with the COVID-19 regulations and rules. We pray for those people that have valiantly struggled on. We think especially of key workers such as teachers, but we remember all those going to work. We particularly pray for those volunteers in charities and people that have volunteered in vaccination centres to enable us to see an end to the current lockdown situation. We pray for our businesses in Whitley Bay, many of whom have tried to make the best of it during these very tricky times. We pray for those cafes and restaurants and small local businesses that are really struggling and fighting for survival. We pray that as a community in Whitley Bay, we might support our local businesses and shops, and once the lockdown measures are lifted, to really encourage those places of work and the people in them. We thank you that the people that have been fortunate enough to go to work have been, that you've been with them and you've been protecting them, and that they will see their front line in all the things they do, but especially their workplace, such that serving you will become a real privilege and pleasure and part of their everyday working. Amen.
Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil while we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. We are your church, we need your power in us. We see your kingdom first, we hunger and we thirst, refuse to waste our lives, for you're our joy and prize. To see the captive hearts released, and hurt the sick. voice of help is done. Your beauty changing us, made us for much more than this. Wake the kingdom seed in us, fill us with the strength and love of Christ. We are your church, we are your hope on earth. Build your kingdom here, let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand, heal our streets and men. Set your church on fire, win this nation back. Change the atmosphere, build your kingdom here, we pray.
Today's service, we are going to have a time of commission. Everyone in our church has a place to which we are called by God in this season. I'm going to say the commitments, and your response at the end of each one, should you choose, is, with the help of God, we will. As followers of Jesus Christ, will you embrace your front lines as places of possibility and potential in the purposes of God? Will you believe that God is already at work in these places? And will you give yourself unreservedly to his purposes in you and through you, wherever you are? Will you trust God with the big things and the small things that you do day by day, and seek to make all that you do on your front lines a part of your worship of him? Will you learn to rely on him, his power, his love, and his grace, whatever you do? As sons and daughters of your Heavenly Father, will you believe that your value, your worth, your significance, and your life on the front line flow first from this identity? Will you embrace the joy and freedom of being a child of God, whoever you are? As the body of Christ, will you commit to encouraging and helping one another flourish in Christ and be fruitful on your front lines? Will you learn to be the people of God, gathered and scattered, helping one another to make all the difference in the world? We affirm your call to follow Christ in all of life, including life on your front line. We commission you to this life and work, and we pledge to you our prayers, encouragement, and support. May the Holy Spirit guide and strengthen you, that in this and in all things you will know Christ and seek to make him known, to the glory of God the Father. And now, as we come to the end of our service, I would like to say thank you to everybody who's been involved this morning, both on screen and behind the scenes. And I'm going to finish now with a Scottish blessing. May the blessing of light be on you, light without and light within. May the blessed sunshine shine on you like a great peat fire, so that stranger and friend may come and warm himself at it. And may the light shine out of the two eyes of you, like a candle set in the window of a house, bidding the wanderer come in out of the storm. And may the blessing of the rain be on you, may it beat upon your spirit and wash it fair and clean, and leave there a shining pool where the blue of heaven shines, and sometimes a star. And may the blessing of the earth be on you, soft under your feet as you pass along the roads, soft under you as you lie out on it, tired at the end of the day. And may it rest easy over you when at last you lie out under it. May it rest so lightly over you that your soul may be out from under it quickly, up and off and on its way to God. And now, may the Lord bless you and bless you kindly. Amen.